Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I want to welcome Ben Matias to the Unimpressed podcast, and I'm unimpressed that Ben has not done a fundraiser for Bang Productions yet. So he's a big fundraiser guy. We're excited about him being on the Unimpressed podcast, and I want to hear his story and how he's helping people through COVID using his comedy. So Ben, welcome to the show. How are you doing today, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. This is pretty cool, bro.
So what's going on, man? You have this spirit of trying to give money away and help people. Where's that come from?
So I was born in the Philippines. My father ended up dying in the Philippines, but my mother was here in the United States. We came here about 6-7 years old. And the whole time, it was like a whole abusive relationship. And we couldn't get out. It was like one of those things, like we had to stay there. Or we'd have to be in the streets and survive and couldn't do anything. She ended up leaving when I was about 12 years old, ended up moving here to a town called Baysville, Arkansas. And I was a little shit kid. Like we barely had any money. She was working like 4, 5, 6 jobs to provide. And I will say I was a shit kid. So was my sister. But growing up, I ended up having kids. And now I knew exactly what the feeling was, what my mother had, because we didn't have anything growing up. She was doing everything she could to provide, but we was complaining because we didn't have this, we didn't have that. But now that I'm grown, I know exactly where she's coming from. So 3 years ago or 4 years ago, I started working 4 jobs, 7 days a week, 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night to provide for my kids. And at the time, my girlfriend wasn't working. I crack jokes all the time, especially when I'm at work. You know, it just keeps me alive, keep me going out through the whole day or night whenever I'm working. And somebody said, bro, you should like make videos on like Facebook or something. I was like, what? You think so? About a week after he told me to do that, I posted a video on Facebook. Woke up and like it blew up. I was like, yo, that's crazy. It had like over 1 million views, and a million views is a lot of views for me anyways. Everybody was like, yo, keep doing it. So I kept doing it, and about 10,000 followers in, Facebook sent me an email. I was like, bro, that's one of those Middle Eastern scammers, bro. They're not gonna pay you for making videos. It was just a thing for fun. So I was like, screw it. I'm working 4 jobs anyways, might as well work a 5th. Well, I started doing that, and about a month later, they deposited like $8,000 in my bank account. I was like, whoa, bro. I quit all my jobs. I had more time to spend with my kids and started making videos. And then somebody commented. They pretty much said that I saved their life through doing what I do. It makes their days a little bit better. And I was like, bro, that is the motivation I need to keep going. So I kept making videos on Facebook, and then I branched out into TikTok. And I made TikTok roughly in about August. Somebody commented and was like, my content helps them through their days, but they just got into a car wreck. They got 2 kids. Everybody was fine, but it was going to be hard for them to get back and forth through work. You know, they just got that job because of COVID. And I was thinking to myself, bro, there's people like this, you know, in the United States with the same problem right now. What can I do as a content creator to do this? So I grabbed one of my personal cars. I had 2 at the time, and my dream car was a Chrysler 300. That is the car that I end up giving away.
You gave a car away?
Yeah. So
how does that work out? How do you make enough to give a car away?
It was my personal car. I've had it for like about a year, and I bought it through Facebook because, you know, Facebook, you know, they paid me the revenue. I was like, okay, so I can finally afford my dream car. So I bought the car, and about a year later, around September, after I read that comment, I said, all right, what can I do as a content creator? So I grabbed a Sharpie and I went live on TikTok, and I just started writing people's names that showed up. End up getting hundreds of people, thousands of people coming in. The whole car got filled up with names.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So at the end of that month, one of my boys, Operator Jesus, Gregory Colton, I had him blindfolded. He walked around the car and picked one name. We messaged that person and said, hey, guess what? You just won a car. So we drove all the way to Tennessee and dropped that dream car off. And it is now in Tennessee. Everybody asked, how can you afford that? Aren't you rich? I was like, no, honestly, I have enough to pay my bills. That's about it. Through TikTok, when you go live, people send you donations called gifts. Mm-hmm. I use every one of those gifts and go buy another vehicle every single month since October. The last vehicle we have right now is a minivan and is going to Texas at the end of this month, San Antonio, Texas.
You've kind of created something by discovery, and now you're giving cars away on a monthly basis.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. As far as the requirements on a vehicle, I want the vehicle to be working, but I also want to buy the vehicle from somebody who needs the money. They're selling it because they need the money. So that way it helps them out. They sold their vehicle because they need the money. Helps me out because I have a vehicle that I can give away to somebody who could actually use a vehicle, and it would help the third person out to go out and get a job to do something. As far as COVID, I know Uber still works, so people can do that. Delivery jobs still work. So that is one of the biggest things. Like, hey, if you don't have a vehicle, I know I can't help everybody, but this is what I can do. My mom, she went through the same thing of not having a lot of stuff, and she wasn't able to drive because of the person she was with at the time. And so I know what it's like not being able to go out and work, and especially with people with kids, bro. I mean, they got kids. That's not just hurting, you know, the parents because it's hard for them to do that. They also got kids. And I was one of those kids at one point in time, and I was like, something's got to change. If nobody's going to do something, I'm going to try and do something.
So you put your first foot forward and started doing something, huh? Do you document this process?
Yeah, it's all through TikTok.
Do you have those videos? If when you film giving away this whole process, do you put the content up on Facebook?
No, honestly, I try not to record, honestly, but if I didn't get any like bits and pieces of it, people won't believe me. But then you also have the catch too, where it's like, oh, he's just filming for the cloud. Like, bro, all the money that was raised goes directly into these cars. So it's like one of those things, like either film it and be like that little asshole. It's like, oh, he's just filming just to do this, or do film it and you have proof. Honestly, I try not to film those little things.
I think where you get away from the people talking shit, whatever you want to call it, about what you're doing, I think you set up the story, right? Tell a story about each side. Document the people you're buying the car from and why you're buying the car from them. Just the story you told me. And then you go and you document, you know, the anticipation of the giveaway. So you have two stories. You showcase those two stories and you build the climax to the end where you hand over the keys. Could even expand your following and so forth, because that was a pretty big segment that Oprah did on her show for a long time.
You get a car, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the reason I know that, a buddy of mine, he produced that show. He produced that segment for that, you know, at that time. That could be some good content for what you're doing with your platforms and so forth. Where do you want to take yourself the next few years? Where do you see yourself? What do you want to accomplish?
Back to a little bit of my life story. When I was about 8 years old, I seen a lot of people on TV. And I was like, I want to do that. Being able to spread myself out through social media, that was my first goal. But everything that I do now is all self-taught, from comedy to acting to facial expressions in my acting skits. That was all self-taught. So I started branching out and made a Broken Family series, hashtag Broken Family series. And I think it's got like 4.6 million people watched it through TikTok, because it's only 1 minute segments on TikTok. But I made a little series on there called Broken Family, and I started season two. So one of my biggest goals in life is to be in TV, like TV shows and movies. This was through Facebook, social media. That was one of my first goals stepping into it. And I'm here three years into it, and I'm just going to keep moving forward.
How many followers do you have on TikTok?
See, I started in August, and I have 795,000, I believe.
You got a little juice on TikTok then. How many videos do you post a week or so forth?
I try to post at least one video a day. I look for engaging time. So TikTok just made a new update on theirs. When you go to the live feature, it tells you exactly how many of your followers are online. So I have 800,000 followers on there. I try to make sure and post a video when it shows that's 300,000 followers online. So that way it goes onto their news feeds quicker instead of like later on. So say if there was like 50,000 people online right now of my followers and I post a video, not a lot of people are going to see it because, you know, not a lot of my followers are online. But if I wait later, whenever most of them are online, it gets more traction. Now, I believe, I don't know what the algorithm is. I try to just like monitor things, but I do know when I post, when more of my followers are online, I do get more views and it reaches out more into the For You page, which the For You page is more like a recommended channel on TikTok.
So now you're doing this. You're in Batesville, Arkansas.
Yeah.
One of our clients is in Arkansas. She's in Piggott, Arkansas. Yeah. Kristen Tuff. I don't know.
I know I've seen her a few times on my TikTok, but I didn't know she was actually from Arkansas. I know the first video I seen from her was talking about a tampon. She was in a semi truck. I don't remember the story, but it, I was like, bro, okay, I get it. That's cool. But I didn't know that she was from Arkansas. That's actually legit.
You have a stage act?
I've only done a stand up once. Don't really have that much experience with stand up. And whenever I was actually wanting to do stand up, the whole COVID thing started. And I was like, well, that sucks. So everything pretty much shut down. All of our bars are shut down right now. One of the bars we do have, it's only open a limited amount of time, but there's, you know, there's not much you can do because there's kids running around it because it's a restaurant / bar.
Where does your comedy come from? You know, does it come from, you said family, broken family, is that?
Yeah, the broken family is more of like a like real type. The skits I do on there is more like things you don't see behind closed doors. Everybody sees a smiley face and everybody sees, you know, a people portray, but nobody sees what's really behind the closed door. And I know not a lot of people like to do the whole crying scenes. Nobody likes to use their own voice on TikTok. Nobody, because when you go on TikTok, all you hear is the audio. You see their facial reactions, but you don't hear them talking. And I believe when you actually use your voice for it, you can get every bit of the story behind it instead of actually trying to read the words. But yeah, everything's more like a real life story on there, just seeing what's behind the closed door and what people don't see in real life. But as far as the comedy, I just be thinking and something just pop up in my head. And I was like, bro, that's funny. So I just write a whole skit about it. And then I post it like 30 minutes later. Now, if I had more time and if I was actually patient, I could probably write it better, make little bit longer, but I'm
are you a story? Are you a storyteller?
I am a storyteller. That's one of the things that I'm really good at is telling stories. Now, whenever I started on Facebook, it wasn't really skits. It was more like stories, a story type of comedy. I started wanting to branch out into the whole acting thing. So I learned everything I could from acting, facial expressions, tones, and I started writing skits. And then it got serious and everybody's like, bro, you helped me so much. And I was like, what can I do to portray how I feel? So the Broken Family series is like a story, like a moral story. At the end of each scene, it's a 1 minute scene. There's like a moral of the story type thing.
And what's the moral of the story?
Each one's going to be different. There's a 1 minute skit I have on TikTok where the son is being a dickhead to the mom the whole time. She's just asking for a little help. And then at the end of the video, it's his son saying happy birthday, mom, but he's at a cemetery. The moral of the story, now that it's over, I'm kind of too late to take back your words.
What does your family think about what you're doing now?
My family isn't that big here in Arkansas. We don't have really that much family. All I have is my mom, my brother, and my sister. Me and my sister, we've been together since the Philippines, and then we didn't even know we had another brother until we got here. She was telling us that he was our brother. And I was like, what? What do you mean? He's our brother. I didn't know we had another one. But yeah. Okay.
You just lost a third of your inheritance.
Yeah. Your mom, she's always going to be like, oh, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. And then you have your siblings like, yeah, whatever, bro. You're never going to do that. But here we are now. It's like, hey, Ben, what are you doing tomorrow? It's like, well, you need money? It's like, yeah. Because I've been doing this for a while. And they're like, bro, that's awesome that you're doing that. My mom's like, I'm going to see you on TV. And I made her a promise like a couple of years ago. And I was like, I always keep my promises, mom. It don't matter how old I'm going to be, whether I'm going to be 30, 35, 40. I'm going to make it one day.
And how old are you?
I turned 30 this year.
You're a young buck.
Yeah.
You're still a young buck, man. You got plenty of time.
I know. That's why I'm not rushing everything right now. Whenever I had the chance, I would try and research what it took to get to where I'm at. Back then, it didn't make any sense. I got a little bit older. I was like, okay, I think I can do that. What is content? How do you record a video? Audio. You got to have audio too. So everything was just a whole learning process. When I first heard about TikTok, I was like, bro, TikTok, it's nothing but just underage children twerking, bro. And so I was like, screw it. I can put my own content on TikTok. I figure I'm good enough with social media. Everything I learned from working on Facebook, that whole learning process on there, I'll put it on TikTok. But a month later, I got 100,000 followers. I was like, bro, I am really good at this. So I kept going.
Who are you appealing to? What's the makeup of your fan base?
So on TikTok, it's about 50-50. Facebook, I think it's about 60% female, 40% male. But I will say this, it doesn't matter what platform I push it to, either Facebook or TikTok. But it's usually around the Texas area where a majority of my fans are. But I believe it's because the algorithm thinks I'm Hispanic and I'm not. So everybody, like, I get Hispanics that like, hit me up all the time. Like, hola, ¿qué pasa? I was like, what's up, bro? It's like they, it's like, oh, you're not Hispanic. I was like, no, I'm Filipino. I was like, oh, I thought you was Hispanic. It's like, ah, no, it's the nose.
Heading down to Texas, San Antonio. We actually got a show there in San Antonio, February 25th. You just drive down there? Is the traveling okay?
You say February 25th? I will actually be there on the 26th.
Oh, okay.
Car giveaway.
If you're down there on the 25th and want to go to the show, I'll hook you up.
Okay. One of my buddies, Operator Jesus, he owns a moving company. He said, hey, if you ever want to drop these or deliver these vehicles, I can deliver them for you and then you can just ride with me. I was like, okay, yeah, I definitely do that. So he spends his time grabbing the vehicles for me and taking them to wherever we need to go. And then this one we're delivering to San Antonio, Texas on the 26th.
Gotcha. You should definitely try to document that footage. And if you want to send it to us to edit, to try not to tell a story with it, you know, send the raw footage over and we'll try to make something out of it, you know, and we can put it up on your, you know, put up on your page and so forth. Because I really think that if you can build that anticipation, I really think that would be, you know, good for people to see. And then you can, you know, intertwine your comedy around the giveaways, you know, stuff. And it just kind of expands who you are as a person. You know, and it tells a story about who you are. So, and I see those tats over there. What's going on with the tats?
Heartbreak, depression.
Well, you know, comedy comes from the darkest places, right?
Yes, I know. I know the whole dark humor. But all this right here is just pretty much tribal work and homemade tattoos. I got bored a lot in my spare time, and I just got over a relationship. And I was like, what's the best way to get over a relationship? Whiskey and tattoos. Sure, you know a guy. He's like, yeah, I know a guy. Where's he live? No, he'll come here to your kitchen. I was like, sweet, let's get it done. Now I will say this part right here on my neck, I have a angel tattoo and a demon tattoo mixed with a cross in the middle representing my good side and my bad side. When I was a kid, when I say I was a little shit, I was a little shit. I didn't care about anybody. I didn't care about what I did or what my attitude was, and that stemmed from my childhood. Now that I learned to get over it, everything's better now.
Well, when you say tribal tattoos, what does that represent to you?
I'm from the Philippines. Everything there is pretty much like a whole tribal thing. My grandpa, he was actually a witch doctor, and he was friends with that one tattoo artist in the Philippines. She's like the oldest one. He pretty much just talked about all the tribal tattoos that told a story. Now, I wish I actually had a story in my tribal tattoos, but that's more of a, hey, that looks cool. Let's put it on me. So this part has my little body armor right here. And then I have the dagger right here as a weapon. And then I got the shield right here, all in tribal, more like a Filipino style.
What's the tradition in Philippines?
It's not really a tradition. I want to get something more like a tribal type, make me feel more of a warrior, fighting your whole life. And that's like one of the things that I've done is try to fight and just keep going on.
As it is, I'm working with a lot of younger people and trying to bring this awareness to anxiety and trying to determine, you know, what we can do in society, even though you may have a dark past or whatever it is, what we can do in society to alleviate some of these issues that kids have. Do you have an anxiety issue that you have to deal with every now and then, having a very, very dark past?
In front of cameras, I'm always smiling. I can't help it. It's just how I am. But like behind cameras, I'm like kind of depressed. Like there's times where like, what am I doing? Like, where am I going? Why am I doing what I'm doing now? It's taking so long to get to where I want to go. But it's always like that thing, like you're thinking these thoughts right now, like you're not going anywhere. You're struggling. Everything's, you got obstacles in the way. But if you look at it from a standpoint, you were saying the same exact thing 10 years ago. You're not going anywhere. There's no progression. But you were saying the same thing 10 years ago. But here you are now, completely progressed. You have a job. You have a car. You got kids. This whole social media thing you have right now. And you're saying the same exact back then that you didn't have a long time ago. Every time I try and pass an obstacle, I just open up another door and there's no looking back. I can't go back to that door. That's why I got to keep going forward. And that's just one of those things that helps me is knowing where I'm at now, what my goals were 10 years ago. And I've made a huge progress, even though I tell myself every now and then, it's like, bro, I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you know what? I'm still doing the same thing because I wake up every day and I'm the piece of shit that lived upstairs. You know, when I come down here to the studio, you know, every day's a new day, man. I think if you wake up in the morning and you're breathing, you're doing okay.
Yeah.
You know, because what, you know, I always ask this too. You know what the most important thing about life is?
What's that?
Life. Because if you don't have that, you ain't got anything.
About 2 months ago, I got a bunch of fan mail. I decided to open it like 3 days ago. And it had no return address, no names, no nothing. It just had my P.O. box. But I opened it up. He pretty much said he lost his son to COVID. And because of that, it ended his relationship with the person he was with. Well, he was sitting in the car with a loaded pistol. He wrote the letter and told me that I saved his life. And he ended the letter with, thank you. See you tomorrow. But now that was 2 months ago since I got that letter and I didn't read it until like 2 days ago. So I'm hoping, like I posted it on all of my social media. So I'm hoping he sees it and reaches out. You know, I just want to keep an update. But it's just that one thing about see you tomorrow that really... that gets to me.
Mm-hmm. When you have these depressing thoughts or whatever it is doing the videos and everything, is that your escape? Is that kind of takes you out of that mindset?
Actually, it's more like a catalyst, I guess. I know I'm not the only one going through it. So pretty much what I make in my videos is pretty much what I do to try and get out of my episodes. Everybody goes through it. Everybody goes through those little depressive episodes. Everybody gets through those heartbreak episodes, those sad episodes. Now, they don't know it yet unless they listen to this podcast. But like the videos is about my life, but it's also about my second voice in my head, my consciousness. There's me and my brother, Travis, who is also my conscious. I go through this episode, but Travis talks me out of it and he helps by giving advice on what I can do to be better. And there's a lot of those scenes on my TikTok.
Something is the past few days we've been talking about these things. I've been trying to figure them out. And I think it's pressure. You know, I think if you have a dark past, right, and you're moving through the world, I think society puts a lot of pressure on people. Right.
It does.
So when you experience the more and more pressure you experience as you become older, the more and more that situation is perpetuated. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what came to my mind. I have no idea. I'm not a doctor or anything like that. But that's just what I'm thinking because the pressure comes from extreme information, extreme this. You know, used to, you know, when I was a kid and you wanted to see a naked girl, you'd go try to find a Playboy in your mom and dad's drawer somewhere, right? And now it's like there's no mystique to anything. Everything is in front of your face, right? So if there's no mystique and there's no new discovery, you already know everything and you had a very, very dark past, right? That's going to put a lot of pressure on somebody, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
So social media, they portray things completely different. And I don't like the way social media tries to show things to a society nowadays, because it's always, you have to do this or you're not in the right click. You're not that type of person. It's like, you have to be fake for people to like you. Ever since I got into doing what I'm doing now, a lot of people that I don't even know, I didn't even like in high school. Like we fought in the bathroom over food. You can't tell people we were best friends. Like it's one of those things like, yeah, I know him. It's like, no, bro, don't do that just because of what I do and because I'm all over social media. Don't act like you like me. Like if I know you don't like me, then I'm not going to pretend to like you in front of everybody else. And that's just one of the things that I don't like is people having to try and change themselves for approval.
For the populace or whatever you want to call it. Is that the right word? Populace?
Populace. I guess I don't know. I suck at calculus.
I think it's supposed to describe the population. So hopefully I'm right. People say I have my own language sometimes. So
I was about to say, maybe you just made a new word.
I mean, who gives a shit what people think? Why do we have to carve out a path based on a certain group of people's opinion? That makes no sense.
It doesn't. It doesn't at all. But it's just, it's the way the mind thinks. Like people that I personally know, they talk about, oh, I seen this. Then they'll see a majority of people do the same thing. And they'll completely change their whole lifestyle. And I don't know how that happens. But it's just the whole mind games that the whole society plays with each other.
So when's it going to change?
In my opinion, to change that mindset, you have to absolutely not care what people think. Because you get the hate comments, you get the nice comments, but it got to the point where it's like, I don't really care what people think anymore. It's like one of those things, like, if you don't like what I do, then, I mean, you can easily just unfollow me.
I mean, yeah, that's the knee-jerk reaction. I want to read this quote to you from Socrates. You know who Socrates is?
Socrates. I don't play any sports.
Socrates. Yeah, he was a philosopher. And 470 BC, right? In Athens, Greece. Here's a quote. True wisdom comes to each of us when we realize how little we understand about life, ourselves, and the world around us. And this is another way of not looking at the foundation and the bigger picture around us. We're looking at micro information that is determining people's lives, right? And why are we doing that? There's no sense in it if you really, really think about it. You know, you're living in the moment, you're living in your environment, and you're affected by that extremely. And maybe there will be, since technology and social media is so pretty new, when you think about the time, you know, we've been, you know, this world has been existing. When is that going to be understood? And we just recognize that for what it is, instead of making that a lifestyle.
Every little thing is judged nowadays. You can go somewhere, they have the New York accent. You can automatically tell. It's like, bro, he's definitely from New York. Then again, you don't know if he's from New York. Maybe he's born from somewhere else, but their parents were New Yorkers and that had the accent the whole time he was growing up. Could have been born from Cali, never been to New York. But just the way he talked, he was judged and believed to be this, but he really wasn't.
There's a lot of stereotypes, and I believe 110% that people are the same no matter where you go. We all are born with the same sensitivities. Now, whatever your makeup is and whatever direction you're heading, you know, that environment is going to determine who you are as a person. You know, if you put yourself in a pool of five people, right, and then you put yourself in a pool of 100,000. I'm from North Carolina. I lived in New Jersey, and, you know, when I moved there for the first time, I had to pick up the pace. You know, it was a sink or swim thing. You kind of adapt to that lifestyle and you become that person. And I could feel that, see it, because when I would come back south, people would think, what happened to you? Throw me in a pool of sharks, I'll be a shark, you know, type of deal. So that's I think that's a human instinct.
Adapting to your surroundings.
Yeah. And I think you have to look outside of that and really understand who we are and what we're doing. I talked to this spiritual teacher yesterday. We lose ourselves with all this micro information. And when we lose ourselves, we don't know who we are.
Right.
So I think we have to, you know, look outside of that. Somewhere it's got to change eventually, because it's like everybody I talk to in your age range and even younger. My daughter thinks she's going to be okay. I don't know if she's going to have the anxiety issue. I mean, I've treated her like an adult her whole life. Like I would talk to my daughter when she was three, just like this, like we're talking right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So do you have any new goals where you want to take this identity of yours and expand it?
If I can get a van, rig it up with Wi-Fi and do the whole Twitch stream, still do all that and just like travel the world and see things, because a lot of people think like I travel a lot and see a lot. It's like, I really don't. I've been to Texas and I've been to Colorado. That's about it. I've never moved. I've never really experienced the world. Everything that I see is through my phone and on TV. I want to enjoy the world as well. There's a whole world out there that I have not seen or experienced. And I'm 30 years old. I mean, I feel like I'm getting old. I remember watching Rugrats like it was yesterday, but now I'm the same age as the Rugrats parents. It's like, that can't happen. That's weird. Everything I've done since I was 27, 28 years old was work. I started working when I was 14 years old, helping my stepdad, and he owned a janitor cleaning company. And then after that, it was more like, what else is there to do in life? All I was trying to do was survive, help my parents, you know, pay bills. So I started trading stocks in December and came up a little bit on the GameStop 2 weeks ago. So I'm getting a little bit closer to that goal.
Gotcha.
That's what I want to do.
Keep moving forward. Every day is a new day. Appreciate what you've done. I think you got to give yourself some value. Don't discredit yourself all the time, because I do the same thing. Even though I've done a lot of stuff, I don't think about it, you know, but I think you do have to step back and appreciate what you have done. And in a way, that drive will help you be more successful. I mean, it's a good drive, but I think you do need to have a balance, or you might drive yourself crazy a little bit. So,
oh, I do it all the time. Once that process is done, then I can actually sleep and like relax. But then it's always onto another project, something that I can keep doing.
I think you got a great story. You know, keep moving forward. Is there anything else you want to say before we close out of here?
Yeah, hold on. I got to get a Snapchat real quick. I told my Twitch bingo people I will get a picture with you.
Okay,
so
cool.
If you can just smile on the camera. All right, hold on. Nah, I got my picture up there. Yeah.
Cool.
So cool. That's so cool.
Cool, man. I think you're headed in the right direction. Keep doing what you're doing. And thank we you. Will talk soon. This is Ben Matias from Ben's Comedy. Check out all his stuff. Google Ben's Comedy. He's big on TikTok. He has a Twitch account. He has a Facebook account. My name is John Edmonds Cosma, CEO of Bang Productions.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.